Created in August 2020 as a response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Motels for Now program provides low-barrier shelter for the chronically homeless in the Knights Inn on South Bend's west side. At last count, South Bend had 500 homeless residents. Motels for Now currently houses 120 people, with 250 on the waiting list. Program Director Sheila McCarthy says it's kept people safe during the pandemic, provided stability, and helped them access services.
When people get a motel room key, they often cry because it has been so long since they have had a place they can begin to call their own.
The program is coordinated by the nonprofit Our Lady of the Road. St. Joseph County has been paying for staff operating costs and the rooms. They're getting them half off at $35 a night, while South Bend is covering mental health and addiction counseling services from Oaklawn. Paul Kemp is a motel resident. He says the program has kept him safe and given him a roof over his head.
I used to sleep in the field, and a brick almost fell on me and killed me. So I moved over to the other field.
He's now trying to find a job.
Everybody has to have a place to go and start all over again. No matter how messed up, washed up, or effed up they really truly are.
During the community meeting, many neighborhood residents said they supported the program, but had some concerns. One big issue, safety, and solicitation by motel residents. Rhonda Neal has lived on the west side for 47 years.
I'm a senior citizen. What frightens me and what I don't appreciate is being approached.
She suggested a curfew. Currently, the program provides overnight security guards and 24-hour monitored security cameras. The residents can come and go as they please, like any motel.
I'm not saying put you out, but what I'm saying is I have to keep me safe. And yes, keeping me safe, I have to keep you safe. I love my neighbor.
Another major concern? The motel would evolve into a permanent shelter on the west side, which is a disadvantaged part of the city. But multiple panelists said that's absolutely not the plan. County Auditor Mike Hammond said the eventual solution is building a permanent low-barrier intake facility. He called on private entities to step up and help fund it, saying the city and county cannot do it long-term at this level without more support. The next step? Extending motels for now for 6 months to get through the winter. On Tuesday, the county council is voting on funding the extension, which would cost about $829,000. The funding would come from the county's share of federal COVID relief dollars through the American Rescue Plan. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.